All it will take is money, Ludovico De Luigi said with a shrug. Keep watching. Many more hands are going to reach into this pie before it's over. De Luigi was sitting in front of his easel, dabbing paint onto an image of the Church of Santa Maria della Salute as an oil platform, suspended above a roiling sea confined within St. Mark's Square. It was one of his familiar surrealist views of Venice. De Luigi's studio occupied the ground floor of his house, and his windows looked out onto the small canal, the Rio di San Bartolomeo. The Fenice is putting on an opera, he said, an opera buffa, a comic opera. He paused, reconsidering his words. No, a tragicomic opera. But this opera is not on the stage. It's in the audience. The spectators have become the performers. Politicians, building executives, architects, everybody says they want to build the theater. But nobody really wants to build it. They are only interested in the fees. They want this opera to go on and on. They come in, they get some money, they do nothing, then they leave. And on the way out, they get some more money. Then other people come in, and they get some money, and so forth. They all make impressive designs, but you have to know what's beneath. Ruthless people, politicians. It was vintage De Luigi's cynicism, but the real story was beginning to bear a resemblance to his vision of it and to the madness of his art. That's why I paint the apocalypse, he said, applying white caps to the waves in the sea that filled St. Mark's Square. I am a svedutista, a painter of negative landscapes, interior landscapes. I paint them as they exist in the mind. They are not abstractions. They are composed of recognizable features arranged in a surreal vision. They are portraits of our nightmares. De Luigi drew back and studied his darkly beautiful painting for a moment. They had to find somebody to blame for the fire, he went on, putting brush to canvas again. But not the politicians, of course. First, they accused the mafia. It took 2 years for them to decide it was not the mafia. And now they've found the two poor electricians, De Luigi shrugged. They tell the electricians, listen, if you go to jail instead of me, you will have a big fat bank account when you get out. Whoever burned down the Fenice did not do it for political or philosophical reasons. It was for money. If it had been out of anger at the Fenice, I said, I suppose the perpetrators would have made that known. The Fenice does have its faults, said De Luigi, looking up from his canvas. The whole focus of performances at the Fenice has changed, and for the worse. It's shifted from the love of art to narcissistic protagonism, exhibitionism. It started the first time they put a spotlight on the conductor. It was for Herbert von Karajan. He was the first movie star conductor. Conductors used to be in the dark, but von Karajan insisted on a spotlight, or there wouldn't be any music. Ludovico De Luigi himself was no stranger to the spotlight. He bathed in one of his own devising. It illuminated his shoulder-length white hair, his imperial profile, and his outrageous antics. Tonight, he glowed more than ever in his personal spotlight. He was wearing a tri-cornered hat edged in ermine, a ruffled shirt, red silk breeches, and a dinner jacket, on which he had painted lifelike red and orange flames. It was carnival time again. Costumed revelers could be seen passing outside his window.